Over the past few weeks, Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle did what many members of Congress do during their August recess. He went home to meet with as many constituents as he could. And NPR's Steve Inskeep traveled along.
Senator Tom Daschle is driving a sport utility vehicle across the South Dakota plains, sometimes stopping to squint at a folding road map.
We're right here now. See, we're going to turn left and we're going to go to Wanblee and over along this way.
Every summer, Daschle drives alone across his state. He appears unannounced in tiny towns. He checks out local schools and hospitals and talks to anybody who wants to talk to him. Right now, the Democrat is driving through a heavily Republican area, which becomes clear when he rolls down his window to shake hands with a construction flag man.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
I'd hate to shake hands with a rotten Democrat, but oh well.
He found the flag man on the outskirts of Cottonwood. It's a cluster of buildings that look as small as toys on the treeless plain. Down the road from the construction site, Daschle stops at a building with a handmade sign reading Antiques and Bar. Store owner Gary Redden has been emailing Senator Daschle because, he says, I'm a hardcore believer in everybody owning guns. Daschle listens, his hands folded in front of him. Standing in the windblown parking lot, Redden goes on to say he's upset that his senator supported Al Gore during last year's presidential recount battle.
I emailed you several times and I was really disappointed you went to Florida. I think you should have stayed the hell out of there. You know, but, you know, they could have figured it out. But, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
That's right. That's right. Some of it comes with the territory, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Well, I understand that because I was on the city council in Midland. Sometimes you just got to make decisions that not every single person's going to like.
That's right.
This state leans toward Republicans. So if Daschle doesn't win at least a few Republican votes, he probably doesn't win. The Democrat tries to bridge the gap with trips like this, showing voters he's in touch and looking for ways to help them. Inside the antique store and bar, amid the old model trains and beer taps, he finds something. Gary Redden says this town has a problem.
Cottonwood has no fire department right now.
Oh, is that right?
And we're trying to get something put together to get a fire department.
So the senator informed the man about a federal grant program that might help pay for a fire department. Though the town seems virtually abandoned, Daschle manages to consider the idea with a straight face.
So what's the population of Cottonwood?
There's seven of us.
Seven.
They say we're the smallest incorporated town in the United States.
Do you, I assume all seven of you want this fire department?
Oh, yeah. We've only got one person that's against it.
Like most successful lawmakers, Tom Daschle has built a career on intricate political transactions. He balances his ideas against his state's political realities. And as Senate Majority Leader, he balances the demands of liberal Democrats against moderates. He can be a fierce partisan. Daschle harshly criticizes the president in interviews and speeches. He helped to engineer Senator Jim Jeffords' party defection, which threw the Senate into Democratic hands. And lately, he's been enjoying speculation that he might run for president. Yet he also picks his moments not to fight. One of those subjects comes up when Daschle shakes hands with South Dakotan Glenn Parsons.
What about the health care thing? I mean, that's something we deal with a lot here, Tom, and it's a serious thing.
Parsons is the State Farm insurance broker in the town of Philip, and he asked Daschle about the Patient's Bill of Rights that Congress has been debating.
I'm worried that it's a lawyer's bill, because insurance companies are regulated to beat the band. I mean, we're one of the most regulated industries there are.
Well, right now, you can sue a doctor if a doctor makes a mistake about a decision like that. You can't sue an insurance company. And a lot of people believe, and I happen to be one of them, that there ought to be a parity. If you're going to make medical decisions, there ought to be some accountability.
President Bush says he'll sign the Patient's Bill of Rights, but only if it's modified. A few months ago, Daschle refused, all but daring the president to veto a popular bill. But last month, the House took the president's side. The political equation has changed. As he leaves the town of Philip and turns onto a gravel road, Senator Daschle now says he's ready to compromise.
My sense is, like so many other bills, you take what you can get, put it in the bank, and try to keep improving it as time goes on.
If the bill becomes law in some form, if it does, the senator from South Dakota will consider it a relatively modest step. As he drives, Daschle says he often thinks of writing a book. And if he did, he might write about a bigger step, national health insurance for every American. but he knows that his party has never come close to making that a reality.
I have generally felt as if most of my public career we have been on the defensive rather than the offensive, in part because you've had Republican administrations. So we've really, you know, we have not done anything innovative in many of the areas that I care a lot about for over 20 years.
The senator is driving into friendlier political territory. He drives through the South Dakota Badlands, past rock formations that rise like ruined buildings. He emerges on the other side, on an Indian reservation. The Pine Ridge Reservation is overwhelmingly Democratic. He drops by Crazy Horse High School and discovers a football game in progress.
Okay, that's the end of the third quarter. Your score, Crazy Horse 20, Lower Brule 6.
An announcer helps Dashiell up a ladder into the press box.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, if I can have your attention, Senator Dashiell would like to say a few words to his contingency here in South Dakota on the Pine Ridge Reservation. Senator Dashiell, please.
Thank you very much. I just want to congratulate both teams for the outstanding job they've done in playing this afternoon. I know that somebody at the end of the...
Inside the high school, Dashiell talks with the staff. He finds a school that's short on teachers, short on computers, short on equipment. The Pine Ridge Reservation is one of the poorest places in the nation. Yet one of the teachers brings up a subject that may complicate any effort to help. A slowing economy and President Bush's tax cut have combined to reduce the federal budget surplus. Congressional analysts say the government is about to start meeting its day-to-day expenses by dipping into money reserved for Social Security. Republicans and Democrats disagree on how much this really matters, but 74-year-old Claretta Eisenbrown has no doubt.
And I want you to take and make sure they quit using our Social Security money.
Well, we were just talking about that. Do you think it's more important than most other things? I mean, where would you rank it in terms of importance?
Next to health care, I'd rank it next to health care.
In his ideal world, the Democratic senator might roll back President Bush's tax cut. But he doesn't have the votes for that, at least not yet. Even some of his fellow Democrats supported that tax cut. For now, Dashiell is simply challenging the president to propose his own budget fix. But Dashiell says that in the end, he wants to preserve a balanced budget. To do that, the Democrat acknowledges he may have to hold back spending on education, agriculture, or health care, some of the same programs his constituents like best. As he drives across the plains, he's thinking about his return to Washington and the political choices he may face this fall. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, Wan Blee, South Dakota.